Morongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. It's Monday. It's 8 o'clock. And so it's time for our 20 and 25 observations that we've had over the weekend. 818-955-2955. I want to give you the number in case you ever want to text the show or call in any time. I just observed a text that says, hey, can you guys give birthday shout-out to Mrs. Deep Cut Diane? But I know you don't do those. Deep Cut Dennis. Sorry, Dennis. Mm. You know the rules. You're not special. So Deep Cut Diane is not getting a mansion.
Even if
it is her birthday, I don't care.
If it's her birthday.
So that's my first observation, is that how rude of you to even ask.
Yeah,
Diane. All right, so Heidi, you're next.
Well, I saw a headline over the weekend, and I just thought, you know, I'm going to have to ask the boys about it, because as a woman, I mean, I just can't understand it, so I need to know if this is serious or if this was a joke. Because Pete Davidson was on some sort of show being interviewed, and he said that he was really embarrassed and upset by all the talk about him having a big date. And I thought, is he joking? Because he is a comedian. Or is it possible that as a man, you would say, if everybody was like, oh, yeah, I heard he's got a big one. Yeah, he's got a big dingling. Yeah, Ariana Grande says he's got a huge hog. That at some point you're like, enough already. Like, stop talking about how big my schlong is.
This is the funniest thing Pete Davidson's ever said.
Yeah.
That's my observation. Uh-huh. He's finally said something funny.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
This weekend I was doing some grilling on Friday night. I grilled some chicken up and it had like a lot of barbecue sauce on it. And then I'm looking at my grill and I'm like, this thing hasn't been cleaned in months. When was the last time you cleaned your grill? Like, that you cook on, Frank? Has it been a while?
Deep cleaning or do like a deep cleaning? I'll heat it up and then I'll give it a good scrapey before I
throw. No, but all those scrapes, they fall down and then you never go in there.
They'll stay there forever till I throw the grill away.
That's what I was thinking.
They live there now.
People do not, and I know Renee just got a new grill. He was putting it together over the weekend. But people don't clean their grill anymore, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, maybe we should start a national clean your barbecue day and do it like the week before football season starts.
Why do I have to dig chunks out though? I don't understand why I even have to do that.
Because I think it screws up the flame, doesn't it? Like if it gets in those holes and stuff?
I think the oxidation of like water or that gets in there actually kind of breaks down the metal on the inside of your grill, and then it just becomes like a rust and just kind of
falls
out. That's
why I get a new one.
That's why you got to buy a new one. But you don't have to buy a new one. You can use the same one. You just got to go
through. We're not all number one in the market, Frank. We can't all just go get a new grill.
Yeah. My grill is pretty expensive. I mean, I think it was like $1,500.
You just bought a built-in grill. You just bought it.
No, but it's, yeah, I know, and I want it to last. I don't want to have to replace the pieces on the inside.
But do you know how to clean it? Like, I wouldn't know how to clean it.
Yeah, you just go through.
Oh my
you
God!
Scrape off all
you call yourself a woman.
It's a grill. That's the man's job.
This is brought to you by Chef IQ. Nice.
I had a lot of music my weekend, so I'm going to start with the first show that I went to at Alex's Bar. It was a fundraiser for the Special Olympics, Rock for Gold, and it was an amazing experience. And if you guys are in your communities and you see these kind of fundraiser things going out there that are based around music and art and people getting together to kind of like help a cause, get out there and be a part of it, because I met some amazing people. Tracy.
What was the name of the band? System of a Downs?
Frank Kramer.
Oh, come on.
That's why he can get a new grill every 6 months.
Come on. It's that kind of stuff right there.
Come on.
Keeps you new grills. That was great.
You lost your thought.
I'm trying to think of another good one.
You'll think about it again.
Rock for Gold, put on by Tracy at Alex's. It was awesome.
I mentioned what I'll never do again. I observed my stomach after I ate 5-day-old pineapple fry rye and had chicken in it, too. So I don't know if it could have been the chicken or it could have been the rice. I heard that rice is like the worst thing you could eat as a leftover because it develops bacteria pretty fast. And so, about 3 bites remaining on this gigantic, you know, like carton of it. I remember the story about bacteria, and it was like mushy. It lost all of its like riciness, and it just became like this weird pasty pineapple paste in my mouth. It wasn't even good. And I just kept eating it, and so now I'm going back in to risk it because I opened up the refrigerator over here and I found one of those McDonald's cafes from Friday. And I'm thinking, it looks like Jupiter, like with the lines in it.
It's kind of like the coffee settled on the bottom with the still creamer good? On top.
Oh, it's got cream.
Look at this, Jordan.
Oh, wow. You're going to do
here,
it?
Come here and look at this. Yeah.
What is on top?
It looks
of that?
Like an eye, doesn't it?
Oh,
doesn't
my like, God. Like it's a, staring
like
at
like
you.
It looks like someone's cataract.
It's got an iris.
And nothing against McDonald's coffee. McDonald's coffee is the greatest.
Well, when you buy it the day of.
But let me see.
Look at the layers on that thing.
Still good.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's gonna have a watery texture because I think the ice.
It does have a watery texture. Yeah, what happened?
It's the ice that melted.
You just got to churn it up a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe you should have given it a little shake. Kind of mix it all together.
I think you got to mix it at least.
Yeah.
Not just chew the surface.
Right off the top. Yeah, skimming the skim.
All right, we'll let it around.
You're insane.
Look at it mix there.
Oh, yeah.
You're insane.
That looks way better.
Going back in. Oh, yeah.
This will be a real testament that if it's Saturday,
still
Sunday,
good.
Monday.
Still good. McDonald's coffee after a Friday to a Monday.
It was in the fridge. It was
just left in the fridge here at work the entire time.
Well, Frank, last week, I mentioned I'm having some work done at my house, so I don't have any of the facilities in my home, a kitchen or a laundry room or anything like that.
Still.
So I've been going to the laundromat. And now I'm getting kind of pro with it, and I told you last week that I go and I just sit with my laundry. And you go, why don't you go do something? Go kill time or something. So I listened to you and I thought, you know what? While my laundry's going, I got 25 minutes to kill. I'm going to run down to CVS and do a little shopping and pick up a few things I might need. I go around the aisle and there's an end aisle of hula hoops. And
God,
what I didn't realize is that there are big hula hoops, and then there are smaller versions. And I thought, you know what? Well, let's see if this old girl knows how to hula hoop. Now, somewhere
you got stuck in one.
Well, yeah. So I bought it. It's a belt now. I'll show you in a second. But so I thought, somewhere if there's surveillance video, and I'm sure every CVS has cameras at the Palm Desert CVS there on Washington. I tried for about 10 minutes, and I got so frustrated with myself because I can't hula hoop.
Yeah, I didn't figure you could. If I had to put money down, I'd have guessed can't.
But I thought I could. I couldn't remember if I could or couldn't, and I thought, I'm going to see.
Because you think you got them hip motions, you're doing your flow rider dance, but then you're trying to do that, and it's just not working.
And it just keeps falling to the ground. And so I went on, as I'm standing in CVS, I get on YouTube, and I go, hula hoop for beginners, and I watch the guy, and he goes, take your one leg and put it out, straight out, start up high, start the spin, and it's like a very simple movement. He makes it look so easy. I'm like, I got it. And I could not do it. And I was so frustrated. So then I thought, I'll try the smaller one. Because I don't know if you know this, they come in different sizes. So
yeah, they come in different weights, too. There's weighted ones.
Yeah. So about a solid 10 minutes, I tried to hula hoop, and I can't, and I'm pissed. I'm truly pissed about it. Because it's so simple.
When did you think you were coordinated? Because you're not.
But it's just a simple, like, back and forth motion. This guy on YouTube's doing it, and I go, I got it. You know when you watch a video, you go, I got it. I didn't get it. I don't have it. I can't do it, and I'm irritated with myself. That's my observation, that I can hula hoop, and I think it may be too late at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my son, both of my kids had their, they went back to school last week, and then they had their, like, open house where the parents go when they meet the teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
There's other parents there. And, I'm saying hi to the other parents, and, some of them seem, like, really cool. Like, I could hang out with these people. Like, my son's friends with your son. Well, you seem like a good person. But then I keep thinking of, like, their politics. Like, are we going to get into it at some point? Am I going to invite them over, think they're great, and then all of a sudden, they're going to say something, and I'm going to be like, oh, God, here we go. So now, when my son's friends come over, like, I kind of, like, question them. Like a roundabout way to figure out if I could figure out what their parents think at home.
What's your question?
So Trump will be on TV and my son and his friend will be there and I'll be like, look at him. Hey, he's a good talker, huh? Or no? What
good
do you think?
Talker?
Does he look
go with no?
Does he look tan?
Does he look tan?
What do you think
he's
about
orange,
that?
Right?
Trump and Putin met this weekend. What do you think about that? Like, I try to get, just to see if
they're nine.
If they're
I don't know. I'm here to play Fortnite.
I know that. Like,
would your son know what?
I told my son.
Would your son know what to say if he's at somebody else's house?
I told my son, don't talk about politics when because it doesn't help any situation. Don't talk about it. But
you still want people to like you.
Yeah. Because I know he'll go off on it, and I don't want him to upset.
He'll go off on it?
Yeah, because he'll be like, Trump, boom, baby. And because, you know, he's heard it before from family members and stuff. So
yeah.
I just want to figure out, you know, like I'm trying to like find out if
you can be friends with somebody who is like a supporter of Gavin Newsom.
I can be, but I just
believe in human rights.
The thing is because it goes the opposite way. They're going to hate me. I don't want them to hate me for who I support.
So don't even try to
I don't care
together.
Who they support. But if they, I want to make sure where I should
don't
keep my
bond
mouth
on
shut.
Anything else besides.
Because I see him wearing the, you know, the thin blue line flag, and I'm like, well, I don't know if they're just some support of police or if they're, you know, full on
what?
Republican. You know, there's like things that I pick up on that I see them wearing. It's like an Under Armour shirt with a big American flag on the back, you know, and it's 1776. And I'm like, okay, but who knows if they're just, you know, if they got that shirt for free.
If they're just American.
Like yeah, if they're just, you know, or what the things that I could say around them. I don't know. Like, that's what I'm trying to pick up on. So now I find myself questioning.
I would just go stand outside
friend.
And smoke cigs.
I would just say, just stick to talking about religion.
And the Steelers.
Yeah. The religion's way better in politics, I hear. I don't know.
Yeah.
Make friends.
You're talking about your son, Johnny, and his friends. And I went and saw Robert Trujillo, Metallica bass player, who we had on Friday, and his son, who opened the show in his band, Otto. And it is so cool to see, like, a generational talent. It's like, Robert Trujillo, absolute legend. We all know him from Metallica. Before that, he was Ozzy's bass player. Before that, he was in Suicidal Tendencies.
And such a nice guy, too.
He's an amazing human being.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his son, who is an absolute talent in his own right, I found out more. Like, at 12 years old, he was playing with Korn. Going on world tours down in South America, and then he actually took his dad's place and is now the touring bass player for Suicidal Tendencies. He's got his own band, Otto, which he is up there just absolutely slaying. Great band if you ever get a chance
talent
to check
hog.
That out.
Is that good parent or bad parent?
I was wondering the same thing, but at the same time...
What, letting your 14-year-old tour with Korn?
Yeah.
There's the 14-year-old kid who like circumnavigated the globe by themselves in a sailboat. It's that parent's like, my God.
Yeah.
Would let their kid do that? It's like, I'm going to go tour with Korn, Dad. Okay.
Yeah, but at that point, you're just like, Jonathan Davis has got to be like a godfather or something like that, and looking out for him. Nobody's going to let anything happen to Robert Trujillo's son.
I know. It seems like it.
But it was, it's one of those things where, like, it's not nepotism, it's straight talent. Like, you could see why these guys are world class in their own right. They put the hours in, they put the time in, and Ty Trujillo, his son, is a naturally gifted bass player. So if you ever get a chance to go see them, Otto, O-T-T-T-O.
I asked Robert who's better, him or his son. And
he said his son plays more like Cliff than he does. But to be fair, Robert plays more like Jocko. So his son is an
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan. Why don't they have this type of business? Because every time I went and got a massage over the weekend...
Mm-hmm.
And now that anytime I sit down now or I lay down, I fall asleep. And when I'm getting a massage, it's just okay. And I was like, okay, I will stay awake for this one. And I'm just like, facing the donut, just out.
Mm.
And then usually, like when it's over, they'll be like, okay, you know, it's you know the good morning to you. Like they're trying to wake me up, like they're my mom.
Yeah,
they're like let me know. It's like okay, it's over now. You, I'm like. Did you stop when I fell asleep?
Yeah.
And now you're just like 30 minutes later, you're like, okay. Like you sat there and you're on your phone looking at your TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over there. I feel like you just told me you rubbed me down for 30 minutes. But like, why don't they just make massage places where you can sleep?
Right. Like when you're done, you just.
Like massage me into a nice deep sleep. People, sleep is so important, they say, to your health. Why not make massage and naps?
We're
going to rub you till you fall asleep and then you just wake up when you want to wake up. And just I mean, they charge you for how much time you slept.
Oh my God!
It's
I'm in
the perfect environment.
I'm a shark. Mm-hmm. I'm in. Whatever you need. I was traveling this weekend, so I saw a lot of things in the airport and heard a lot of things in the airport. And I don't have a lot to the story. I just thought it was interesting. So these two girls were standing or sitting.
Not as much detail as the hula hoop story.
Not as much detail as the hula hoop story, Frank. My life is simple. What can I say? I'm not faking
it's
it.
It's simple
you.
Observations.
I'm just telling you, it's just a
I love it. I love
simple
it.
Observation that I can't hula hoop and I'm almost 52. I don't know if it's too
the
late or just
frustrate you.
I know, isn't it? I'm a simple girl. Well, not as simple as this one, because I'm sitting next to these two girls at the airport, and the one girl goes, hey, you know, Mandy is starting archery on Monday. And the other girl goes, what? She goes, she's starting archery on Monday. Ew. And the girl goes, what do you mean, ew? She goes, I hate things like anything I have to aim at.
And I'm like, I hate anything I have to aim at.
That's what she said. So she can't understand this. Apparently their friend Mandy, who's starting archery lessons this morning, she goes, I just hate anything I have to aim at.
I think it might be a gym class thing. I think the archery is part of gym class.
Camp,
summer camp.
Yeah.
And I just thought, man, to know that about yourself, like to know that you know you don't want to play darts. You don't want to go throw axes.
That's
you
like
don't want
every game. Yeah.
Play pool.
It's called goals.
Yeah.
This woman is just goalless.
She doesn't want to get involved in anything. She has to aim at Frank. Yeah.
Heaven forbid, aim high. Jeez.
Yeah. Hates going. She doesn't get it. Yeah.
Hate shopping at Target.
Here's a little observation that I made over the weekend. Do you like the smell of your own farts?
Not after a strawberry pistachio drizzle, I don't.
Like
I can tell you that right now.
Strong word. But you don't mind them if you're in the bathroom and you fart.
Tolerate.
You're like, okay.
Acclimate to them.
This is
kind of like a captive audience at that point.
Yeah, but you're not completely disgusted by it.
You grow to love them.
I would leave if I could. I wouldn't just linger around if I was done.
But wherever you go, there you are.
I'm like, oh my God, here I am.
Turns out it was me.
The time that I hate my farts the most, the smell of my own farts, is when I'm in the shower and I'm taking a hot shower. And you ever fart in a hot shower?
No,
and it's just, that is the worst.
No better.
I know.
It just rides the steam, man. Yeah. All those poop particles ride the steam.
That is the absolute worst farting in the shower.
And then it coats your body.
It's something that I wish I could. Yes. Something that I wish I could say I'm never going to do again, but I know it's going to happen. I know I'm going
to
fart in the shower.
Hard to control. Yeah. Hard to control.
No, I won't do that. I will open up the shower curtain and fart into the bathroom. And then shut the shower curtain behind me.
Oh, man.
Just a wet toward the door.
Number three show of the weekend. Went to go see Long Beach City Rockers. So it's a tribute to The Clash. And it was put on by these guys, Cowboy and Indian, who were like kind of the main backing band. But it was a collection of amazing musicians getting together to play the music of The Clash, again, at Alex's Bar. And I just got to give kudos to anybody who puts this kind of stuff together. I know Antoine and Robbie, you guys put a lot of work into getting the music right, organizing all
the
musicians.
Were those guys originally in the Village People?
Cowboy and Indian? two of the five, I guess. It's an excellent band that on their own right. They do songs about trains. So if you ever get a chance to see them, go check out Cowboy and Indian.
Hmm.
But the Long Beach City Rocker event was absolutely fantastic. So I'm encouraging everybody in their communities to get out there.
See local shows.
Yeah, put it together for yourself if it's not happening. But also, just give the guys who are putting it together a lot of credit. Make sure you say thank you for anybody who's putting the effort in for your enjoyment, because it takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you guys.
You want to see a lot of shows. I got the pay-per-view, Khamzat Chimaev fight versus DDP, and what I will never do again, what I observed, is that I'm never going to get a Khamzat fight again. Not that it wasn't, it was a complete, utter domination, where basically there was 23 minutes of ride time. So in the five-minute rounds of a championship fight, you just have one guy's back the whole time. And then, got him in a certain situation like the crucifix, where you've got both arms pinned, one arm between the guy's legs, one arm between, holding him down and then punching him in the face.
Oh, man.
529 strikes to the other guy's 40.
Damn.
I mean, it was just so incredibly one-sided.
Winner by decision.
As far as, watching fights go, it's I don't even know who's going to be able to even beat that guy. So it's why even pay for them? Well, pay to watch it.
Because he's just
That's
too
a great
good.
Question. Was it a knockout or was it a decision fight?
It was a decision. And it was
after all of that, it was still a decision?
But I mean, it was 10-8 round, too. So it's it was, 50-45 or something like that. So it was
close?
A total just domination whip. It seemed like I just wasted. There were some other great fights underneath that, though.
That's cool.
Fantastic fight. Khamzat. dominated?
You know, I'm sure that I'm alone in this, and you know, I'm used to being alone in things, but you know, you're probably a normal person, and you see, I was in Oregon this weekend, so I think of these things, and I see these things. There was a woodpecker pecking a tree, and I sat and watched it, and I was like, God, if I...
Talk out its name.
If I came back as a woodpecker, I would hate being a woodpecker, because I feel like you just have a constant headache, right? You just go, oh my God, just the constant pecking on your brain, it would just hurt. And then I learned that evolution is a bizarre thing, and I don't know if you know this, Frank, that in order for the woodpecker to do what it does, which is, of course, peck wood, its tongue wraps around its brain and protects its brain so that when it pecks, it feels no vibration, the brain feels no vibration, because the tongue is a cushion for the woodpecker's brain. Did you know that? That was my
observation. I don't even know if that's true.
What are you talking about?
That
it's true. It's absolutely
true. Can go up and wrap around its brain so it doesn't even have a skull. So it's licking inside of its own skull.
Protecting its brain. I can almost do that. That's what I'm working on now. For maybe next week I'll have an observation. I too can wrap my tongue around my own brain.
Where did you get this picture?
Science and Astronomy Weekly. Anyway.
Well, I better get this out because I kind of teased it earlier. The sexual embarrassment.
Oh, that's right.
That I kind of mentioned before. So me and the wife, we were, you know, getting a little, you know. And so, well, I wasn't feeling great this weekend. I'm still not feeling too good.
Going around.
But you ever been in missionary position?
Oh, God.
No. You're kind of going at it. Not feeling so good.
Oh. He sneezed and coughed on her? Or sneezed
right
on her?
In her face.
In her face.
On her face. Yeah. Wait, you like snotted?
Yeah, because I get going down and...
Something fly out of your mouth and hit her in the face?
Anything that was inside of my nasal cavity and in my mouth.
Like just a glob?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like
oh my God.
Like a mucus glob.
A mucus glob?
Yeah, it was very embarrassing.
Did you lie? Did you lie and say it was something else?
We stopped, obviously. kind of killed the mood.
A little bit.
What'd she say?
I felt very embarrassed. That we didn't say
she
anything.
She said,
and they got up, wiped their face off, and...
oh, what a gentleman.
I'm sorry, babe.
Maybe if you're not feeling well like that, maybe you don't do missionary.
Listen, you take it when you can get it, right?
I guess.
You know, I probably should have turned my head a little bit more, but...
Or what you teach kids to do, you know.
I was trying to hold it back. I didn't realize that it was just going to... Really get on.
But he had
there.
His big finish at the same time, Frank, and he did it was called a double pipe, clean the pipe, double reverse ollie.
He wanted to take a screenshot, so he farted at the same time too.
And we're back.
And here's a picture of it. Oh, my God. Woodpecker with a tongue on it.
Sexual embarrassment.
Crazy picture. That's it.
Monday.
That was the observations. All right, let's take a break. Right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.